Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. We're gonna get the church crunk on this one. They're gonna be dancing in the aisles on this one. Yeah. Gonna have to take your heels off of this one. Anointed truth. Let's go. Spirit make you bob your head, you better bob your head,
better bob your head.
Spirit make you move your feet. You better move your feet,
better move your feet.
The spirit make you move to the left, then move to the right, then lean with it, rock with it.
Rock
I'm
lean.
Like this, but the dance, I'ma close.
Yeah,
cause I know I've been chosen.
Come on.
If the spirit make you bob your head, you better bob your head,
you better bob your head.
If the spirit make you move your feet, you better move your feet,
better move your feet.
The spirit make you move to the left, then move to the right, then lean with it, rock with it.
Rock
I'm
lean.
Like this, but the dance, I'ma close.
Why?
Cause I know I've been chosen. I can feel the spirit all in the building. It's going down from the floor up to the ceiling. Drop the black prince of preachers and we sold a million. We independent, so we made a killing. And Alexis told me that we was winning. He prophesied it. I guess he knew it from the beginning. They think we dealing the way we live. And the only thing we giving is deliverance.
Yeah.
I got that word, I'm the plug if you need it. The truth is what I'm speaking, I'm not trying to sound conceited. It's all God's plan, he's the mastermind. He told me it's my time, and then he gave me mine. Man,
if spirit make you bob your head, you better bob your head,
you better bob your head.
If spirit make you move your feet, you better move your feet,
you better move your feet.
If spirit make you move to the left, then move to the right, then lean with it, rock with it.
I'm like this, but the dance, I'ma close.
Yeah,
cause I know I've been chosen.
Come on.
If spirit make you bob your head, you better bob your head,
you better bob your head.
If spirit make you move your feet, you better move your feet,
better move your feet.
If spirit make you move to the left, then move to the right, then lean with it, rock with it.
I'm like this, but the dance, I'ma close.
Why? Cause I know I've been chosen. I enter in his courts with praises. You just praying, but what is you saying? My blessings creeping up like Jason. You can't beat God-given, I'm just saying. You see, I make hits. I know you feel this. My ghost writer's the Holy Spirit. You get it? I say in Christ, cause he the realest. I guess this record sacrifice, cause I just killed it.
Okay.
Stop with the poker face.
Uh-huh.
You know what the deal is. When haters try, I'll let you know. But look, I'm still here. I'm in the fast lane, fifth gear wheel spinning. This song's so fire that I don't need to hook the engine. I'm in the fast lane, fifth gear wheel spinning. This song's so fire that I don't need to hook the engine.
Yeah,
yeah.
Black Prince of Preachers.
That's who it is.
In the building.
Already.
Y'all ready for this one?
They ain't ready.
We finna do it.
The whole church finna be crunk.
You know, lately, every time people see me, they be like,
there he go.
Got the whole church crunk, it's a Holy Ghost party.
There he go.
You know how we do, we bout to get the party started.
There he go.
You know how we do, if the spirit takes a move, you better move.
There he go. But don't be hating what I'm doing.
I hate to be blunt, but I'm so lit. Mayweather on the flow, look at
drop hit.
Big time, my lifestyle, see I'm hood rich.
Hammer time on the track, yep, I'm too legit.
Yep.
Hold up, bring it back,
can't touch this.
Pay the cost to be the boss, and
I ain't leave no tip.
I preach, you preach, but we ain't the same.
I'm different, plus I wear two chains.
Church so punk, it need a dance flow.
DJ in the choir,
I just wanna see you praise low. Spirit moving like, whoa, what you hating for? If you doubting what we doing, you can hit the dope for show.
We don't need
you, nope, we don't need you.
Just accept the fact You was here for a season. I'm so past it, you can't see me. If you really miss me, turn on your TV. There you go. Got the whole church crunk, it's a Holy Ghost party. There you go. Got the whole church crunk, you know they about to get it started. There you go. And you know how we do, if the spirit tell you move, you better move. There you go. But don't be hating what I'm doing. God being so good, I had to turn up. Got your rocking side to side with your hands up.
Up.
A two-step. Rock with it.
Go ahead.
If you really love them, then
slide with it.
To the left, to the left. Hold it to the right. Don't dip, not drop it. Keep it tight. I'm on a natural high. This that top flight. It's a Holy Ghost party tonight. And if you're hating on us, you need to stop it. Knowing me and views as soon as we drop it. How we at the top, but still climbing. Beat the game down to dust, but still grinding. Switch the flow, what the still shining. New whip was coming, it's a matter of timing. Number one on the charts and ain't declining. My little light shining so bright that it's grinding. There he go. Got the whole church crunk, it's a Holy Ghost party. There he go. Got the hands in the air so you know we about to get it started. There he go. You know how we do, if the spirit tell you move, you better move. There he go. But don't be hating what I'm doing. Show you what my gut about. If you an atheist, it might get turned out. Once you feel the spirit, then you start to shout. You won't understand the words coming out your mouth. Yeah, it's crazy, I know it sounds crazy. I was on the road to hell and he saved me. Grace and mercy is what he gave me. Now I try to pay him back with my praises. Dancing in the streets like I'm David. I'm so lost in the spirit, I'm famous. But I don't praise Jesus cause I rock out.
And why you pray?
I praise him cause my name in the book of life.
Okay,
here he go. Got the whole church party, the Holy Ghost party. Got the hands in the air, so you know we about to get it started. There he go. You know how we do with the spirit, tell you move, you better move. There he go. Tell you what,
but don't be hating what I'm doing.
Yeah.
I see.
What is this?
Got the church crunk.
I see you all late with your walking cane.
Go out
and do it. You better pick that walking cane back up. You know you only did for business.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. Bless the name of the Lord on today. We want to thank God for everybody out there on Blog Talk Radio that is tuned in. All the callers that are going to call in today. Amen. We just thank the Lord. Hallelujah. We want to welcome you all. We got that word. Praise God. Hallelujah. It's the Black Prince and the First Lady coming at you with a word. Hallelujah. From the Lord on today. Praise God. Before we go any further, we want to go to the throne of grace. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just want to thank you for allowing us to come together in your name on today, Lord. We want to ask that your spirit come in and dominate the conversation on today. Lead us and guide us through your word, Lord, and give us revelation knowledge, Lord. Revelation knowledge that cannot be given us to any man but from the Father himself, Lord. And we thank you at this time, Lord. We bind, we rebuke, and we cast away any work of the enemy that's trying to prohibit us from receiving your word on today. And once again, Lord, we thank you in advance for everything you're about to say and do. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. Bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah on today. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. We want to thank God for the subject. Hallelujah on today. Amen. Hallelujah. The Spirit said, amen. Are you stuck? Praise God at the cross. Praise God. Hallelujah. Are you stuck? Hallelujah. At the cross. Praise God. Amen. And what does that mean? Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Are we stuck at the cross? Well, before we can answer the question, are we stuck at the cross? First, we got to see, amen, what the cross represents. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. When we look at praise God, hallelujah, the cross represents, praise God, a lot of heartache. It represents suffering. Hallelujah. It actually represents the height of suffering. Hallelujah. In his life. Praise God. Hallelujah. The cross is something that's in our lives. Amen. That we try to avoid the cross. Praise God. We try to avoid heartache. We try to avoid pain. Praise God. Hallelujah. We try to avoid disappointment. Hallelujah. We try to avoid ridicule. Praise God. Amen. And we try to live a life, hallelujah, avoiding worry, avoiding pain, avoiding, hallelujah, our enemies, praise God. Amen, praise God. But when we look at the life of Jesus, hallelujah, amen, Jesus lived 33 and a half years, praise God, hallelujah, amen. And when we got to that last year, praise God, some things began to happen to Jesus in his life that led him to the cross. God, hallelujah. Amen. He came to God. Amen. When we look it up, when we compare our lives, hallelujah, to Jesus' life, there came a point in Jesus' life where he came to God. He went down in the water, hallelujah, and began to live his life, hallelujah, for the Father. He began to live his life for God. This is why, amen, we are supposed to look at Jesus' life as a blueprint for our lives. Praise God. Hallelujah, amen. So the blueprint for our lives, amen, is a lot of times our lives mirror this. We don't know, when we read our Bibles, we don't know what happened to Jesus from when he was 11 years old in the church, amen, talking with the bishops and the teachers of the law, all the way up into 33, praise God. Hallelujah. A lot of that information isn't known to us, praise God. Hallelujah. Just like in some of our cases, a lot of information ain't known. We knew you back then, and we know you now. What happened in between? Praise God. Hallelujah. Something happened in between, and there's your back to where you're at right now. Praise God. Hallelujah. And in Jesus' life, praise God, he had to, once he began to live his life for God, amen, and quote, unquote, speak the truth of God, hallelujah, he began to make enemies. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Once he began to live his life in his purpose, praise God. Hallelujah. I must remind you that Jesus was not an unsuccessful person outside of the ministry. He was a successful carpenter, praise God. Hallelujah. Him and Joseph ran the carpenter business, hallelujah, in their town, praise God. As a matter of fact, you might recall, hallelujah, when he went back and was preaching, the guy recognized him as being the carpenter's son. Hallelujah, praise God. But it wasn't that he wasn't successful as being a carpenter, it's just that he wasn't walking in his true purpose. Praise God, hallelujah. Everything was fine. We don't hear nothing about Jesus having no problem. Hallelujah, until he began to walk in his purpose. Praise God, hallelujah. And when he began to walk in his purpose, hallelujah, this is when his enemies came. Hallelujah, this is when the devil came. Hallelujah, this is when he began to get tempted. Praise God, hallelujah, by the enemy. Praise God, this is when people were plotting to kill him. Hallelujah, praise God. But he did not divert from what he was speaking or from what he was doing. He kept living his life for God. And that's what God wants us to do. Hallelujah, praise God, because a lot of us get to this point. Hallelujah. And then we have to start over because we can't get past this point, because once the ridicule comes, hallelujah, once the hating comes, praise God, amen. Once the pain and the suffering begins to enter into our lives, praise God, amen, instead of pushing forward with what we're doing, we tend to change route. Praise God, hallelujah, because our emotions are telling us we're going the wrong way, because things ain't going the way we thought they would go. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. But Jesus didn't change routes. He kept speaking the word of God. He kept living his life for God. Hallelujah. And the things that he was doing were the right things. Hallelujah. And those right things led him to the cross. Praise God. Hallelujah. The cross, when he got to the cross, they beat him. They humiliated him. They hung him naked on the tree, on the cross. Hallelujah. They stabbed him in his side. Hallelujah. Amen. They beat him so bad that they say the only thing left on Jesus was the blood. Hallelujah. Of Jesus. Praise God. This was no doubt his lowest point, hallelujah, as a human being. Hallelujah. Humiliated in front of his family, in front of his mother, in front of his brothers, in front of his followers, in front of the entire city. This man was humiliated. Hallelujah. Amen. This is the point in our lives that we avoid this. We try our best not to go to this. Hallelujah. Amen. We call it, what's that road? The road to Calvary. Praise God. We try our best not to go down the road to Calvary because we don't want to feel that pain. We don't want to feel that ridicule. We don't want people to make fun of us, talk about us, amen, in front of everybody else. Praise God, hallelujah, and humiliate us like they humiliated Jesus. Praise God. And on top of that, the cross represents death in our mind because we're not really associating the fact that Jesus rose 3 days after the cross. Hallelujah, praise God. We don't factor that in when we look at the cross. Hallelujah. When we see the cross, we see destruction. We see death. And we're trying everything to avoid it. But the Lord just said it ain't what it looks like. It looks like death. Hallelujah, praise God. But it's not really death, praise God, hallelujah. It's really life. Hallelujah, praise God. Amen. It's not really death, it's really life. Hallelujah, praise God. You see, until you go through what Jesus went through, the humiliation. Hallelujah, praise God. Amen. And you got to look at the cross like a way of getting over everything that's going on. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's look at what was happening before Jesus went to the cross. Before he went to the cross, he was not liked by the other ministry. Praise God. Hallelujah. Before he went to the cross, hallelujah, he had some shaky disciples, some shaky followers. Sometimes they was with him, sometimes they wasn't. Hallelujah. And even if they was, they were still questioning, hallelujah, Jesus and what was going on. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. People were out to get him. Hallelujah. They desired to kill him. Hallelujah. But he kept getting away. Praise God. Amen. They were plotting and scheming against him. Hallelujah. The entire time, hallelujah, seems like of his ministry. Praise God. Amen. The question is, amen, once Jesus went to the cross and suffered the humiliation that he suffered, hallelujah, what change, praise God, besides Jesus. Hallelujah, praise God. What changed in the situation besides Jesus? Praise God, because if you read the Bible, if you know anything about the story, 3 days later after he rose, praise God, their number one mission was to still find him. They wanted his body. Hallelujah, praise God. If he was alive, they wanted him. Praise God. Hallelujah. If you read the story, praise God. Amen. Back, if you go back to John chapter 20 and read the story, the disciples were gathered around, hallelujah, with the doors locked. Hallelujah. Mary Magdalene had told him, I seen Jesus and he was alive, but nobody believed him. Hallelujah. They wasn't even expecting him to rise again. Matter of fact, when they saw, hallelujah, that the tomb was empty, they assumed somebody had stolen the body. Hallelujah, praise God. So if anything, the circumstances surrounding Jesus didn't even get better. If anything, they got worse. The disciples are more doubtful now. Hallelujah. The Roman soldiers are really out on the hunt for Jesus now. Praise God, hallelujah. Amen. People are really talking and gossiping about him now. Praise God. So what changed at the cross? Nothing changed at the cross but Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Let's look at John chapter 21. John chapter 21. Hallelujah. Beginning at verse 1, John chapter 21. The first three words after these 16. Praise God. Hallelujah. This is after Jesus had raised him from the grave. This is after Jesus had showed himself, hallelujah, to the disciples that were left in Jerusalem locked in the room. After these things, praise God. So after the crucifixion, after the veil had been ripped from the top to the bottom, praise God, hallelujah, after the stone had been rolled away, after these things, it says Jesus showed himself again to the disciples at the sea of Tiberias. On the wise he showed himself together, Simon Peter, Thomas, called Didius, Nathaniel, Canaan in Galilee, and the sons of Zebedee, and the other two of his disciples. Praise God, hallelujah. And Simon Peter said unto them, I go a fishing, and they say unto him, we also go with thee. They went forth and entered into a ship immediately, and that night they caught nothing. Praise God. Hallelujah. So after Jesus had appeared to them, spoken to them, and congregated with them, hallelujah, they went back to doing what they was doing when they first met Jesus. They went back to their old way. So what? Nothing changed except Jesus. There's more doubt in the heart of the disciples. But there's something different about Jesus. What's different? Now the things that are going on around him aren't affecting him. Hallelujah. It's been got worse. Hallelujah. He's more wanted now that he's supposedly dead than he was when he was alive. They hate him more now than they did then. The disciples doubt more now than they did then. There's a lot more controversy going on now that he's dead, hallelujah, than he was when he was alive, praise God. Hallelujah. A lot of celebrities, a lot of people in our families that ain't even famous go through this. And we look at these people and we have the impression that these people are something wrong with them. Don't nothing move them. Hallelujah. You could tell them that somebody plotting on them. You could tell them this happened. You could tell them that happened. And they just go on about their business as if they don't care. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. But perhaps maybe these people have gotten to a point in their lives when they have made it past the cross. So when you get stuck at the cross, see, we always say take it to the cross. Everything happened. We take it to the cross. Hallelujah, praise God. But the cross is a stationary place. It's there. Hallelujah. It's mapped out. It's the Mount of Skulls. Hallelujah. Road to Calvary, praise God. Hallelujah. Once you're there, you are there. You are at a place of suffering, and you choose to keep going back there instead of moving forward. If we make it to the cross at all, there earlier we try to avoid the cross, praise God, hallelujah, amen. But the thing is, amen, life will never get better until we go to the cross, hallelujah. Not meaning things are going to change, the change is going to be in us. The Bible says, Paul said it like this, I have to die to myself daily. What does that mean? That means I got to get over it. Every day there's something that I got to get over. You hear people say it all the time, get over that and move forward. And we got all these people, well, I can't get over that. You don't understand how that affected me. You don't understand this. You don't understand that. The problem is you got stuck at the cross and didn't allow the process to finish itself. Hallelujah. Praise God. Because if the process would finish itself, you would still be that same child that grew up molested, that same child that grew up being picked on. Hallelujah. The only difference is, praise God, those things wouldn't be affecting you on a day-to-day basis. Hallelujah. Praise God. A lot of us don't do this in relationships, not just. You know, when you hear relationships, you think, you know, man, woman, get married. Talking about all relationships. So Some of us have lost best friends because we got to the cross. Hallelujah. And we couldn't get past the cross. So we went our separate ways. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Your best friend no longer your best friend because of something they did, because of something you did, because y'all couldn't get past the cross. Praise God. Some of us have lost husbands and wives because we couldn't get past the cross. That's that climax in the relationship. Hallelujah. Amen. But everything seems like it's going bad. But like the Lord said earlier, it's not what it appears to be. It is not what it looks like. There's a scripture in the book of Jeremiah, hallelujah, where he talks about destruction. And then there's another scripture in the book of Jeremiah where he talks about restoration. And he says, both of these things look exactly alike. When I'm destroying it and when I'm restoring it, hallelujah, all you can see is construction. Hallelujah. Praise God. All you can see is there's some work going on. Hallelujah. But what you don't understand is that work is helping you, hallelujah, advance to the next level. Because once you advance to the next level, the things that used to bother you don't bother you no more. Hallelujah. Praise God. But the problem is we run from the cross instead of going to the cross. Hallelujah. We got two things going on here. We got people that don't want to go to the cross. We're trying to avoid it. We don't want to suffer. We don't want to go through the pain. And then some of us get to the pain and get stuck there. That's what we call depression. Because you stuck at the cross instead of moving forward. You still depressed from the divorce. You still upset because your mama and daddy abandoned you. You still upset because your daddy wasn't around. You're still upset because you don't feel like you was raised right. Hallelujah. Praise God. Wasn't nobody there for you when they should have been there for you. Praise God. These things got you stuck at the cross. Hallelujah. Praise God. But the cross is there to get you to realize that these things are not going to change. The only variable in the situation that can change is you. Praise God. Hallelujah. You hear him say it, like if you watch the voice court, you hear him say it all the time. You want me to tell him to do this. You want me to tell her to do that. But I'm telling you, you need to work on yourself first. And to people, that sounds crazy. But what about what they're doing at work? They talking about me. They plotting on me. They scheming on me. Well, you need to work on you. That sounds crazy because why do I need to work on me when they doing it to me? Maybe God's telling you you need to work on the reaction you have to what they're doing to you. Hallelujah. Amen. Maybe he's trying to get you to sit back and let him fight your battles for you instead of you fighting them yourself. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Maybe God's trying to get you to see something that you can't see through your feelings, through your emotions. Hallelujah, praise God, because you have to realize your emotions are liars. Hallelujah. Your emotions tell you one thing. Hallelujah. Your senses tell you one thing. Praise God. But the Bible tells us that we don't go by what we see. We go by what we hear. And when we hear, we need to be hearing the word of God, meaning our eyes will lie to us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. We can't even trust what we see. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We can't even trust what we see. The word of God. Hallelujah. The voice of God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. So when we get past the cross, hallelujah, amen, what happens? Praise God, amen. We come to that point of repentance. As we said before, that word repentance, hallelujah, comes from the Greek word metanoia, meta meaning to change, and noia meaning psyche, which means mind. That's where we get psychology, the study of the mind, praise God. So repentance literally means to change your mind. So you have to change your mind about the things that are going on around you. Hallelujah. Praise God. And the Bible lets us know that this ain't easy. Hallelujah. Because going to the cross wasn't easy. Being beat on the way to the cross wasn't easy. Being nailed to the cross wasn't easy. Hallelujah. Jesus had to swallow his pride and take what the world was throwing at him. Not just the world, the church. Hallelujah. The world and the church combining together, everything around him collapsing, and he just stood there and took it. Hallelujah. And that's the point. We got to get to where we can stand up and take it and quit fighting the process. Hallelujah. Because when Jesus died, hallelujah, he didn't just die to them, he died to himself. Hallelujah. Meaning everything that he had went through, hallelujah, no longer had an effect on him. Praise God. Hallelujah. The Bible tells us that he was beaten. Hallelujah, bloodied. His eyeball was out the socket. Hallelujah, his shoulder was dislocated. His skin was peeling off. Blood was pouring from his body. Hallelujah, but when they saw him, hallelujah, 3 days later, he didn't look like what he had been through. Praise God. He didn't look like what he had been through. The problem is we don't want to go through it. We're scared, hallelujah, amen, of the outcome. We have to be confident and the outcome that Jesus got our back. God got us. Hallelujah. He went to the cross and physically died. Hallelujah. Praise God. He's saying we got to go to that cross and emotionally die. Hallelujah. Praise God. We got to die to our senses. We got to die to our emotions because they are life. Your flesh lies to you. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. And once you move the self out of the way, glory to God. Hallelujah. Once you move that self out of the way, praise God. Hallelujah. And allow yourself to die emotionally, then your emotions, hallelujah, won't rule you. Hallelujah. Praise God. You know your emotions rule you if you're mad about something happening at 9 o'clock in the morning and it's just on your mind. It's just there all day. You can't wait to get off work so you can get back home and finish arguing about who was supposed to change the roll of toilet paper. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. And you say, well, there's something wrong with you. You won't change the toilet paper. Praise God, but you don't realize, people feel like there's something wrong with you if you still thinking about, hallelujah, something as small as a roll of toilet paper, hallelujah, for 8 straight hours. And you're just as hot as you were this morning. Praise God, you mean you ain't calmed down in 8 hours? Hallelujah, you still hot about that, praise God? Amen. One thing we have to realize, if we allow our emotions to rule us, we will not make it through our entire day. Why? Because we got other stuff to do. So it's like when Jesus said, if you had the faith the size of the mustard seed, you could say to the sycamore tree, be uprooted by a root and cast itself into the sea, and it would obey. Praise God. Hallelujah. A lot of people don't catch what Jesus is saying. He's saying you forgive who you want to forgive. Hallelujah. You got mercy with who you want to have mercy for. Hallelujah. Amen. Your emotions can die over here, but you still got your emotions alive over there. Hallelujah. Praise God. To some people, you're the sweetest person in the world. You don't react to nothing. Hallelujah. You just take it on the chin like a champ. The other people, hey, man, you got a nasty attitude. They just don't understand. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Because you have got to allow everything to die. Remember Porphyria and Ananias? Hallelujah. A lot of preachers try to make it seem like it was about the money. Hallelujah. They ain't give all the money, so God killed them. Hallelujah. It wasn't about the money. It was about the lie. You said you gave me everything. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. So you can't forgive most people. Hallelujah. You got to forgive all people. Hallelujah. You got to give. That's what he means when he say you got to give me your all. You got to give me your everything. Praise God. Hallelujah. And you got to take it all to the cross. And then you got to move past. Hallelujah. The cross. Once you move past the cross. Hallelujah. Now you are successful. Why? Because now you are living out the destiny that God has for you. Hallelujah. Praise God. God. That's why he said, I came that you will have life and have life more abundantly. Not so much the abundance of wealth. Hallelujah. Amen. But the abundance of knowledge. Hallelujah. Because when you get the abundance of knowledge, you realize the things that we get mad about, the things that we get angry about. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Are minuscule, microscopic things compared to how big this universe is. Praise God. Hallelujah. And you mad about the toilet paper. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus said, it's not the things, hallelujah, that go in you that defile you. It's the things that are coming out. Hallelujah. Praise God. And those are the things that we have control of. Hallelujah. Praise God. We don't think we have control over it because we never exercise control over it. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I'm going to say this real quick. Hallelujah. Amen. Because we're talking about self-control. Amen. We're talking about exercising control. Praise God real quick. Hallelujah. Amen. When we exercise in self-control, it don't always look like you expect it to look. Hallelujah. Praise God. Because some people have been exercising longer than others. What are you talking about, Elder? Praise God. Some people you come in contact with, you rubbed them the wrong way. You don't even know you done rubbed them the wrong way. Why? Because they've been exercising a long time. You know, when you go lift weights, praise God, when you first start lifting weights, it's hard. It's hard, praise God. You might start off like, oh, this ain't that hard. And then you get to rep 5. Praise God. Rep 6, rep 7. And next thing you know, your arm's aching and you're making these faces. Praise God. You're making these faces because you exercise. Hallelujah. You're working your muscles out. Praise God. Hallelujah. And the pain of you working out your muscles is starting to show in the distress on your face. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. And a lot of times that's what happens with us when we are exercising self-control. Sometimes it shows in our face. Praise God. You might see me make a face. Well, what that face meant? That face didn't mean nothing. I'm exercising something right now, and it kind of hurt when I lifted that weight. Really, you got on the nerves just then, but I'm exercising something. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. But the more you exercise that thing, the more you work that thing out, hallelujah, you get to a point. Hallelujah, amen, when somebody can step on your foot, they can sideswipe your car. Hallelujah, they can hit on your husband, on your wife, right in front of you. Hallelujah, child, go about your business. This is a married man. Hallelujah, not the way you would react a couple of years ago, but you've been exercised. Hallelujah, so now that weight, hallelujah, that you used to couldn't pick up, that was hard, and it strained it, and it showed on your face. Praise God. Hallelujah. Now it don't show because you've been exercising, praise God, and you done got used to lifting that weight. Praise God. Hallelujah. It's real easy to put the weight down and walk out of the gym. Hallelujah. Praise God. It's hard to stand there and keep lifting, and then you're going to be so later. You know, when you're so later, that's when you get home and say, baby, today this dude got on my nerves. I started to go back upside his head, but I had to catch myself. Hallelujah. Amen. That's the soreness, amen, from lifting the weights, amen, that you was lifting earlier. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank God, hallelujah, you come home a year later, you ain't got no sores. Where the sores at? May nobody get on your, oh, they been getting on my nerves all day, but I've been working out. Hallelujah, praise God. And them lightweight to me, praise God. Hallelujah, because I've been exercising that thing. If you don't exercise it, praise God, it's going to always be hard to do. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. It's going to always be hard to do. Hallelujah. So we have got to, amen, be willing to go to that cross. Hallelujah. Amen. And take, amen, what comes with the cross. Because when we go to the cross, what comes with it, hallelujah, is a new change of mind, a new mindset. Jesus was able to walk among people who are looking for him and didn't recognize him. In one scripture, he was walking with them, and they telling him, he walking with his disciples, man. And they trying to tell him, you ain't heard what happened? Praise God, hallelujah, amen. A lot of us going through that right now. You ain't hear about this recession going on. You ain't heard about the gas prices. You ain't heard, hallelujah, about the war. You ain't heard about what's going on in the politics. You ain't heard about none of this. Yeah, I heard about it. I'm going through it, but it's not affecting me. Hallelujah. It affected me pre-cross. But now that I went cross, y'all can still do the same things I was doing before. Hallelujah, amen, but you're not going to even get a reaction out of me. I ain't even got to run no more. Glory to God, hallelujah, because everything's changed. My mindset's changed. They said Jesus didn't even look like he did when they put him in the tomb. So everything has changed. I done changed so much, I got to take these clothes off y'all had me wrapped in. I got to fold them up, hallelujah, because I got a new change of mind. Hallelujah, and a new wardrobe, praise God. I got a new body. Everything is new. Hallelujah. This is why Paul said we are new creatures in Christ. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We are new creatures in Christ, meaning we are not who we used to be. We are not the same. We are different. Praise God. There's a lot of Christians below. Oh, thank you, Lord. He says a lot of Christians ain't changed because they ain't went past the cross. That's why they still got nasty attitude. That's why they'll still cuss you out. That's why they'll still beat you up. Hallelujah, because they ain't went past the cross yet. Hallelujah. That's why things that still affect them the same way they did when they was in the street. Hallelujah, because they refused to go to the cross. They want all the benefits. Hallelujah, of going to the cross that don't want to move past it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I don't know. The Lord, it might be pride. Hallelujah. You too proud to let somebody, amen, talk down on you. Hallelujah. You can recognize them very easy. All you got to do is quote one scripture in the Bible, the Lord say, turn the other cheek. Well, I ain't turning the other cheek now. I do everything else. Well, if you're not willing to turn the other cheek, you're not willing to go to the cross. Because when Jesus went to the cross, he had to turn the other cheek and the other cheek and the cheek after that. He was out of cheek. Hallelujah. He was still turning cheek because he knew what would happen when he came out of the situation. You got to be confident in the end. Hallelujah. While you're in the middle, praise God. You got to know that when I come out of this, I'm coming out of this better than the way I went in. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Go past the cross. Then I want to talk to the people who want to get past the cross. It feel like it's hard for you to do that, you know. And it's hard because you feel like, you know, you're trying to do better. You're trying to do good. You're trying to let go of bad habits that you used to have and try to, you know, go about it the right way, but you slip sometimes. You slip, you go off, and you find yourself putting yourself back on the cross, crucifying yourself all over again, crucifying Christ all over again because you fell back into your old stuff, so you thinking and you feeling condemned because you went back to your old ways. you know, for a split second. And you feel like, well, you know, it's over. It's over now. He gave me a chance. No. God's mercy is forever. God desires to give us mercy. If you, hey, if you slip up, you snap on somebody, you get it back together. God ain't here to hold nothing against you. He ain't here to hold nothing against you. Some of us, we feel like, oh, I did this in the past. You know, my past came back on me. You know, I deserve it because this is what I did to someone else. No, we got to understand when God forgave us. The minute we came to God and God forgave us, he forgave us. And through our sins and the sea of forgiveness. Amen. Hallelujah. We have to recognize that God, he ain't out to get us. He ain't out to pay us back for what we done. Amen. Hallelujah. Whatever you did in the past is back there. You know, whatever's happened from then forward, it ain't nothing coming back on you. Just know that because God has had mercy on you and given you. But when you do recognize somebody doing the same things that you have done, you return a favor and you get them mercy as well because God is giving you mercy for the same exact thing they're doing. Amen. Hallelujah. Some of my pastors touched on this morning. Amen. Hallelujah. This is how we're going to get past the cross. We got to recognize, you know, God's mercy for the ones who feel condemned and feel like they can't get past it and want to. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. You know, the people who don't want to give up their pride and get past the cross, you're just going to be stuck there. You're choosing to be stuck there. Amen. I know what I have to say about it. You want to elaborate on that?
Amen. Amen. Because one of the hardest things for us to do is say, I'm sorry. Praise God. Hallelujah. Or give grace to those and mercy to those that require mercy and grace. We quit to get mad at people for doing the things they do as if we've never done those things. Hallelujah. Praise God. That's when the grace and mercy comes in, because you got to remember that God had grace and mercy on you when you did what you did. You ain't always told the truth to everybody. Hallelujah. Praise God. You wasn't always saved. Praise God. You didn't always have a good moral compass about yourself. Hallelujah. Praise God. So how then can you, as a man or woman of God, hallelujah, then judge someone else when they ain't even on the level you are? They, you know, they ain't been to the cross yet. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. We have to be able to discern, hallelujah, amen, where someone is at. We have people that are old that are still babes in Christ. I don't care how long they say they've been saved. Hallelujah. Praise God. A lot of people ain't went to the cross yet. Praise God. The song say, ever since I laid my burdens down. A lot of people ain't laid their burdens down. Hallelujah, at the cross, praise God. What's the burden? My attitude. Hallelujah, who I am, praise God. Amen, my walk, my talk, my swag. Hallelujah, that's just me. Praise God, hallelujah. I'll cut you out in a minute. I'll cut you in a minute. Hallelujah, amen. I'll do this in a minute, praise God. Those are things we got to lay down. Hallelujah. We have to lay those things down. Hallelujah. We got to leave it, hallelujah, at the cross, and we got to move forward. Hallelujah. Praise God. Don't you know God? Jesus left everything at that cross? That's why he said it's finished. Hallelujah. It's over now. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. But we have got to be willing, hallelujah, to move, hallelujah, past the cross. Hallelujah. We got to be willing to go through the suffering, go through the heartache, go through the pain. We got to know that the word of God is true. Yeah, they are going to build weapons, but they won't prosper. We get scared when we see the weapons. They building the weapons. I'm scared. Hallelujah. What you scared for? Glory to God. Hallelujah. When the Bible says no weapon formed against you shall prosper. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. When you begin to move past the cross and move into the resurrection of a pre-cross phase, there's a cross phase, and there's a resurrection phase. When you resurrect with your new way of thinking, you'll be able to show people grace and mercy that you have never shown before. Glory to God, hallelujah, because now you realize everything that they did. Remember Joseph and his brothers? He realized everything that their brothers did, they did it for evil. But God turned everything around that they did for the good. Hallelujah. When you look back and you see a lot of things that people tried to do to you to try to stop you, to try to set you down, to try to turn you around, those things, you can see where those things actually elevated you into a higher level of position. Hallelujah. If it wouldn't have been for a hater, hallelujah, amen, at your job, praise God, then they wouldn't even know who you are. But because somebody was trying to get you in trouble and they plans backfired, hallelujah, they was trying to hate on you because they didn't want you to get the girl, but the girl ended up seeing you anyway, praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. All because the hater was trying to prevent it. See, that's what the hater does. The hater tries to prevent stuff. Glory to God, but all he does is shine a light on you. That's why you need to let the haters be the haters. That's why he said, I will make your enemies your footstool. When you got a footstool, that means I can step on you. When I step on you, that means you elevate me higher than I was before. Glory to God, hallelujah. That's why you need more haters, so you can step higher and higher and higher. Hallelujah, amen, because you're going to get to the top on their back. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But none of that is even relevant unless you can move past the cross and move past. See, when your flesh die, all your emotions are dead. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I can't let you rolling your eyes affect me like it did 20 years ago. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Because I done moved past the cross. It amazes me when we see saints that's been saved 20, 30 years still react the way they did 20 and 30 years ago. Hallelujah. Where's the change? Where's the repentance, the change of mind? Hallelujah. They got an old saying in the world, when you know better, you do better. Hallelujah. So where's the do better? Hallelujah. Praise God. You're still known for attitude. You're still known for your mouth. You're still known for other things that ain't considered godly, glory to God, because you didn't go to the cross. You didn't lay all your burdens down. Hallelujah. That's why he said, cast all your cares on me. And that's why it's hard for us to cast it on him, because we care about it. We keep giving God stuff we don't care about to take to the cross. Hallelujah. Praise God. We like Peter on the boat. We waking up Jesus because it's a storm. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Never mind, amen, what's going on in your mind. Never mind the sinful things that you're thinking about. Hallelujah. Never mind you going in the wrong direction. Hallelujah. I just need the storm to stop, because if you can stop the storm, I can keep doing what I'm doing. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. But we got to get to the point where we say we're not scared to go to the cross. Remember, now, look, Jesus didn't even want to go to the cross. He said, if it be thy will, allow this bitter cup to pass from me. In other words, if there's another way, hallelujah, that we can get this done without me going to the cross, I'll take. Hallelujah. But it wasn't no other way. Hallelujah, praise God. So that's the way he had to go. Praise God, hallelujah. That's why obedience is better than sacrifice, hallelujah, because he was still obedient despite how he felt. He was fighting with his emotions on the way to the cross. Hallelujah. But what did he leave? He left them at the cross, praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Jesus wasn't the man he was when he rose, praise God, from the grave. Hallelujah. Because when he rose from the grave, he said, now I got all power of heaven and earth in my hand. he got more power, hallelujah, now that he went through what he went through, hallelujah, praise God. See, we try to hold on to the little power we got now. We think that's really something, that little power we got now. Hallelujah. But Jesus recognized it's more, as much power as I got now. I got power to walk on water. I got power to calm the storm. I got power to cast out demons. Glory to God. I got power to heal the sick. I got power to heal the blind. I got power to raise the dead. But there is more power on the other side of the cross. Glory to God. We haven't even tapped into our potential. Hallelujah. Praise God. Because we stuck in what we got when God said, I got more for you to get. Hallelujah, praise God. That's why people got these relationships that's just, they just floating along. Because don't nobody want to make way. I'm not going to say nothing to make her mad. She ain't going to say nothing to make him mad. Because we just want it to keep floating. Glory to God. We don't want no waves. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. And it never reached, the relationship will never reach its potential. Why? Because nobody wants to make waves. What are the waves? That's the conversation nobody wants to have. I don't like this about you. I don't like that about you. Well, why you did that, praise God. Nobody wants none of that, praise God. So we just stay float. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Things at your job, you don't want to go and say nothing about it, praise God, because you just content. You want to be content with what's going on now. And you want it to, it's almost like I'm scared to say anything because you don't want to go to the cross. You don't want to be crucified. Hallelujah, praise God. But the Lord say the crucifixion is more help than it is hurt. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. He says you've already got the guarantee. It's in right, he says. Hallelujah. That once you come out, hallelujah, you're not going to look like what you've been through. He says, remember the three Hebrew boys? Glory to God, when they came out the fire, the only thing that burnt off of them was the thing that had them tied up. They didn't smell like they'd been in fire. They didn't look like they'd been in fire. They ain't have no marks on them. Glory to God, hallelujah. Amen. That is a guarantee from God. Hallelujah, that whatever you got to go through for my name's sake, hallelujah, praise God, you might feel the heat, but the heat won't burn you. Glory to God, but you got to go. If you want to be elevated, see, they were already in position, the three Hebrew boys. That's why everybody was mad at them. That's why everybody was hating on them. Glory to God, because they were in position, but they received higher position through the acquisition. Hallelujah, praise God. They received a higher position because they had to go through some stuff. Hallelujah, amen. They could have went along with the program because they had a little pop. Glory to God, hallelujah. But once they went through, hallelujah, the fire, they came out with more power than they had, praise God, amen, before they went in the fire. Same thing with Jesus, before he went to that cross. Hallelujah. Watch this, they couldn't kill him now. You can't kill me if I'm already dead to myself, glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Once you go through that fire, once you go, hallelujah, past that cross of some things that people used to do to you, that used to get to you, that won't get to you no more. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Like I was talking about earlier, you can have some of the celebrities, things used to get to them. Hallelujah, praise God. But then they had to go through some fire in their careers. They had to go through that cross, and now the same things are still happening. But they don't care. Hallelujah, praise God, because it's not affecting them like it used to. Praise God. If things are still affecting you like they used to, you haven't been to the cross yet. Hallelujah. You ain't made past the cross. You stuck at the suffering. You stuck at the humiliation. Hallelujah. You stuck at death. Praise God. Hallelujah. But if you move past it, past the cross, praise God, hallelujah. The Bible says 3 days later he rose with all power. Hallelujah. You keep holding on to that little power, praise God, hallelujah. We were out here trying to get all power. Hallelujah. Everything that God has for you is on the other side of the cross. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Everything that God has for you is on the other side, hallelujah, of that cross. Praise God on today. Hallelujah. Amen. We thank God for everybody, amen, called in and tuned in on today. Praise God. Hallelujah. Are you stuck at the cross? Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Because it's time to move past that cross and move into the abundant life that God has for us. Hallelujah. Go ahead and let the enemy do what he does. Hallelujah. Remember Job real quick? Remember Job? Job had to lose everything. Hallelujah. But once he lost everything, he got twice back everything that he lost. See, we don't want to lose everything. Hallelujah. Elder, you don't understand. I don't work too hard. Hallelujah, to accomplish and gather everything I got to lose everything. Praise God, hallelujah. Even if you know, praise God, the Lord say this is what you don't understand. We know because we read it in the Word that whatever we give up for him, we're going to get back 20, 40, 80 to 100 fold. We know, hallelujah, amen, that Jesus rose 3 days later with all power in his hands. We know that the Hebrew boys came out the fire, hallelujah, and did not look like what they had been through. Praise God, hallelujah. We know all of this information, and despite us knowing this, we still avoid conflict. We still avoid, hallelujah, acquisition. Praise God. If David would have avoided acquisition, he would have never become king. Despite prophets and prophesied. Hallelujah. Yeah, the prophet came and the oil flowed, but if David would not have went after Goliath, he would not have become king. Hallelujah, praise God. If he would have ran from our opposition, praise God, hallelujah, he would have never become king, but he faced opposition in the faith. Hallelujah, praise God. Hallelujah, and came out with more power, glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God, more power to control yourself. You know, people feel good when if I'm the type of person that's used to cussing you out, glory to God, it feel good when you get on my nerves and I don't cuss you out. Hallelujah. People feel like, wow, I feel so light. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. I'm not even mad at you. Glory to God. Praise God. Why? Hallelujah. Amen. Because that died for me. I left that at the cross. I'm in resurrection. Hallelujah. You can stay in crucifixion all you want to. Hallelujah. But I'm moving on to resurrection. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm coming up. Hallelujah. Praise God. I'm civilized. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I don't handle things the way I used to because I'm a civilized person now. I'm not a barbarian. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I actually got manners. I really do. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. But you won't know that unless you exercise it, unless you work that thing out. Hallelujah. Praise God. Unless you take it all the way to the cross. Hallelujah. Unless you allow the world, hallelujah, to humiliate you and talk about you. Hallelujah. Praise God. And a lot of y'all want to be successful in business, want to be successful in entertainment time. You don't want nobody to talk about you. Glory to God. I don't know what imaginary world you plan to start this business in. Praise God. Hallelujah. But we living in a world, amen, that you ain't nobody to somebody talking about. Hallelujah. If they ain't talking about you, if ain't nobody hating on you, that means you ain't doing nothing with yourself. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Haters hate on homeless people. So if they ain't hating on you, glory to God. Hallelujah. What are you doing with your life? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. We thank God today, amen, for everybody that called in and tuned in on today. Hallelujah. Amen. We thank God for the word of God. Are you stuck? Hallelujah. At the cross. Hallelujah. Are you stuck in the crucifixion process? Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. And have you yet to move on to the resurrection process? Praise God. We thank God. Hallelujah for the word on today. We want to open up the phone lines. If anybody has any testimonies, prayer requests, any comments today on the word of God, the phone lines are open. Will there be one at this time? Amen. Amen. Praise God. Well, we thank God for everybody that called in and tuned in. Hallelujah. On today, we want to remind everybody, amen, tune in on Wednesday night, 5 o'clock Pacific time, 7 o'clock Central, 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, to Living in Purpose with Mac and Rebecca Page. That is the Bible study. That is Wednesday night. Then Saturday, then Friday evening, praise God, at 3 p.m. Pacific time, 5 p.m. Central, and 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We have the Salt of the Earth, hallelujah, with Sister Alexandra and Kendra Cole, hallelujah, bringing forth the word of God, hallelujah, amen. And then we start all over again next week, hallelujah, amen. We got that word, hallelujah, Sunday evenings, and we have, amen, Bishop Mac Page and Sister Rebecca Page on Sunday morning, praise God. And we have a show coming very soon on Saturdays. Be on the lookout for that, praise God, hallelujah. And once again, we just thank God for everybody that called in and tuned in on this evening, hallelujah. And you make sure, praise God, that you are not stuck, hallelujah, at that cross, praise God, hallelujah, amen. We're going to go ahead, hallelujah, for this evening. Once again, we thank God for each and every last one of you. Hallelujah. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for life, health, and strength. Thank you for the word that you brought forth to us on today. Hallelujah. Moving forth past the cross. Hallelujah. Not being scared to go to it, knowing that we have a guarantee that whatever you bring us to, Lord, you're going to bring us out of it. And we thank you. We praise you. We magnify you. We thank you, Lord, for elevation on tonight. Hallelujah, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for that abundant life that you promised us, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for the eternal life that's waiting for us on the other side. Hallelujah. We magnify your name. We praise you and we lift you up because you are truly worthy to be praised. You are truly worthy to be magnified. And, Lord, we love you. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And amen. Bless the name of the Lord on today. We thank God once again for each and every last one of y'all. Hallelujah. On behalf of First Lady and myself, we love y'all. And don't forget to say your prayers and see what God can manifest in your life on tomorrow. Y'all have a blessed night. Go with God. And we'll see y'all next time on We Got That Word. Bless the name of the Lord.
Amen. Amen.
Change me, oh God. Make me more like you. Change me, oh God. Wash me. Like you, yeah. wash me through and through. Just create.
Remember this?